Friendly Event celebrates cultural heritage and history. Join us. We have something for the whole family. Come share your history and know your history. Let's do this together. We're looking for youth choirs. Call 318-792-6736. And for sister-to-sister information, call 318-623-0720. Or check us out on Facebook or our website. It's the 34th annual Juneteenth celebration.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
In my life. Morning. I'm excited about the word, always excited about the word. You do believe that the devil is a liar. Amen. He is a liar. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 21 and 22. Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22. Should be on our screen. Amen. Let's read. Amen. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. This morning, briefly, we're going to talk about faith is like a power switch. Turn it on. Faith is like a power switch. Turn it on. Amen. We're going to talk about this morning. Talk to us this morning. I already got my orders, number one, from the Lord. And then got my order from some of y'all. Pastor, don't preach hard. Don't overdo. So I'm going to listen, but that's the word. Amen. The devil is still alive, but we're going to talk about something this morning. Faith is like a power switch. You got to turn it on. And many people have faith, but they don't have to turn it on to activate it. You know, you might look like it, but if you don't, you know, in your home, if you don't turn that switch on, you never get no power. Power is there, but you got to turn it on to activate it. And that's how sometimes our faith is, you know. We got to learn to turn the power switch on, which is the word of God. You got to be connected. Amen. If you're not connected, amen, you won't have no power. Amen. Just morning, Jesus is sharing with us something very important. Listen, Jesus just morning, my brothers and sisters, he passed by a tree. He was hungry and saw the fig tree that did not have no fig on it. Jesus would curse the tree. It may surprise each and every one of us. The same power that killed the tree could also have given life to the tree to bear fruit. Amen. Jesus certainly would not hold the tree responsible for bearing fruitless. Amen. Jesus was near Jerusalem, on his way to Jerusalem in his last week of his public ministry to his people. The fig tree, he symbolized the nation of Israel. And had showed of religion, but no practice experience of their faith. Some people have religion, but have no practice experience of their faith. Amen. It don't produce no fruit. Nothing producing no fruit. And what happened, they had religion, but no, they hadn't practiced the experience of faith resulting in godly living. Jesus was not, I looked at, he was not angry at the tree. He wasn't. But something happened because it was supposed to bear fruit. And what happened, my brothers and sisters, that this tree to all of us teaches a lesson to his disciples and to all of us this morning, a valuable lesson. God wants to produce fruit in our lives. You hear what I'm saying? He wants to produce fruit in the lives of the people. Fruit is produced in our life. A fig tree, a pear tree, do not eat their fruit. Their fruit is for others to eat. Amen? When you bear fruit, it's not for you. It's for somebody else to learn what you're going through. Somebody else to understand that your life is with Jesus Christ. So he taught him a valuable lesson this morning. The leaves usually predict present of fruit, but this was taking up space. This tree 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 was taking up space. Y'all gonna catch it after a while. Just like some people taking up space. You're not making no fruit, you're just in the way. You just carrying all, but there's no fruit. You dressed up, you look good, but you're not bearing no fruit. You can't stand to be around no people. You got a bad attitude. You got a nasty attitude, huh? You're ugly with people, huh? You ain't bearing no fruit. You got a ministry, but your ministry is not growing, huh? You need to be, he said, it's just there. The fruit, the tree got leaves, but it's not growing. It's not growing. It's a sad thing. You're in the ministry all your life, and your ministry not growing. You make people believe, you know, that you're growing, but they don't see the fruit. Amen. You don't see the fruit. All they see is just a tree. And amen, just a tree, a pretty tree, but it don't look good. You can have a good-looking car, amen, but if you ain't got no motor in it, you ain't going nowhere. Y'all going to talk back to me this morning? Amen. So many people just got something just showing, but you ain't got no fruit. Nobody can eat off of you. The fruit is not for you, amen. Fruit is for somebody else to eat. Jesus passed by the tree, and Jesus said, look, the tree, it look good, it's green, but it's not growing no fruit. Jesus said he cursed the tree, and some of our ministry, the Lord is cursing because you're not doing nothing with it. Reason why you can't go up, you can't go down, because he didn't curse your ministry, because your ministry is not growing no fruit. Now, you're making people believe. Y'all going to talk back to me this morning? You're making people believe. Y'all got the little shout, you got the little jump, you got the little sha-sha, you got all that, but you're still not growing. Amen, you're not growing. Because why you not growing? Because it's sad when people don't want to be around you. It's sad when people don't want to come. You can't talk to the people because you got an attitude. It's not about you, it's all about the Lord. Sometimes you got to learn to put up with some people. Sometimes you got to learn to love some people. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me this morning. You got to understand. You got to understand that Jesus passed by the tree, and I looked at Jesus. He cursed the tree, and he said, "Let it wither. Let it grow no more. It's taking up space. It's over with." And some people's ministry is over with. They just going through the motion. They just in there. They ain't doing nothing. They just in there. Matter of fact, God done took your ministry away. You just don't understand. You just making people believe you're still in there because it's not, you're not glowing. You're not shining. You're just there. Amen. You're just there. Faith is like a power switch. You got to turn it on. And many people don't turn on their power switch because they want certain people in their ministry. You can't have certain people in your ministry. Your ministry is to help everybody grow. The sinner, the lost, the soul, amen. I don't just want to talk to those that saved. I want to talk to those, amen, who not saved. I want to talk my ministry for the sinners, amen. The problem is we don't want to talk to sinners no more. We want to talk to everybody else who's saved, amen. I know you're saved, but I want somebody who's not saved so they can get saved. We get mad when the preacher talking about sin, but we got to talk about move of sin because we don't want to talk about sin. Amen? Amen. We don't want to, pastor, the preacher, we don't want to talk about the homosexual. I love the homosexual. I don't love the sin. I want to see them saved. I don't want to see them go to hell. We don't want to talk about the drug dealer. I want to see the drug dealer saved. I want to see him go to hell. I want to see the prostitute. I want to see him saved. I don't want to see him go to hell. So you get mad at the word of God. When you go out there, you got to know how to produce fruit. You got to tell them, God love you, so do I. Amen. God love every sinner, but he don't like the sin they're doing. Y'all ain't going to talk about my preacher. We get happy about myself. You see, sometimes we got to watch our ministry because we just want to talk to certain people. We got certain people we want to talk to. You know, if I don't like you, we better get out of my face. I'm not going to talk to you. But if I like you, I'm going to tell you about the whole book. But maybe the one you don't like, that might be the one you need to give him the word of God. You ain't got to kiss him. You ain't got to hug him. Or you got to give him something about that word. Jesus passed by, and he saw the tree, and he said it would wither. It's not doing no good. Withered away. And the disciples asked him, how soon is the tree withered away? Jesus said it's going to be withered away. But he said, if you have faith, faith is like a power switch. You have to turn it on. How long are you going to be with it, Lord? Jesus said, if you have faith, what is faith? Faith is rooted in a God who is real. Faith is taking God at his word and asking no question. Faith without work is dead. You hear what I say? Faith without work is dead. Show me your work. Then God see your faith. Amen. Faith believe the word of God. Obey the promise of God. And relies upon the mercy of God. Faith also trusts the wisdom of God. And it accepts the will of God. Faith is knowing that all things work together for the good to them that love God. That's faith. Faith does not believe that all things, good or bad, work together for good to them that love God. Faith is to a Christian what the foundation is to a house. It's right there, my brothers and sisters. It gives confidence. It gives assurance that it will stand. Your faith got to give assurance that you're going to stand through the storm, through the rain, through the hardship, when it looks like it's not, when it looks like you're rocking and reeling. Faith going to let you stand because you got faith in God. Faith is to a Christian what the foundation is to a house. I told you that. But the true Bible faith is not emotionally hopes. So, it is real conviction. If you want to see somebody see real faith, they've been convicted by. But when you be convicted, you really want to see somebody real, let God touch their heart. Let God do something for them. Let God tackle them. Let God surrender them. Amen. Then the heart be convicted. Until God convict your heart, you just going through the motion. You're going to keep on doing the same old thing. You're going to keep on telling people, I got faith, but you ain't going to have no work until your heart has been convicted. Based on the word of God. When the Holy Spirit gives a man faith through the word, every presence of that faith in his heart is all the assurance and evidence he needs. That's all he needs. Through faith we see what others cannot see. Through faith we see what others cannot see. Folks is hoping for looking, but you see it because God told you if you believe it. You believe it this morning. And somebody in here this morning, you're going through something. And you got to have the faith because you're wondering, should I do this or do that? But if God done told you, God done gave you faith, you got to trust God and believe that God will see you through. Amen. God's going to see you through because you got to understand, because there is nothing impossible that God cannot handle, but you got to have the faith for it. Amen. You got to have faith. Amen. And faith is like a power switch. You got to turn it on. If you never turn it on, let me tell you, it's okay to ask people to pray for you, but you got to learn to pray for yourself. Quit relying on somebody to pray for you all the time. You got to go down on your knee, because I don't know really what you need, but you really know what you need. You know what you're going through. You know your breakthrough. You know you're down set. You know you're down falling. And nobody can talk to the Lord better but you. Amen. Amen. Nobody, because we don't tell everybody our business. Matter of fact, you ain't got the business telling everybody your business, because you tell your people your business, they'd be all over the street. So you need to tell it to Jesus. Amen. Number one, quit telling your business to everybody, because do you wonder why folks know all about your business? Because you told it to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. But you need to tell it to Jesus. Call him on the main line. His line is never busy. God bears witness to the heart by his spirit. Faith accomplished things because there is power in the word of God. How many believe there's power in the word of God? Jesus said, if you have faith. Believe for the unbelief. Faith reaches for the unreachable. Faith hopes for the impossible. There had never been a fear that faith could not face, a temptation that fear could not overcome, a doubt that faith could not destroy. You hear what I'm saying? A burden that faith could not carry. Quit carrying your burden and give it to the Lord. A promise that faith could not believe. A victory that faith in God cannot win. You got to believe it. A sickness that faith could not heal. You got to have faith in God. You got to believe. Can I tell you this morning? Jesus says, if you have faith, if you have faith, faith right there. When he say, and do not, and doubt not. He asked him, if you have faith and doubt not, doubt not. Do you see that in your word? Huh? Doubt and faith do not go together. Doubt and faith do not go together. Doubt, deny. Faith, believe. Doubt, destroy. Faith, build up. Doubt, reject. Faith, receive. Doubt has no power. Doubt steal your blessing. Doubt make you think that you're not a child of God. Doubt make you believe that you've done so bad in life that God don't love you. Doubt tell you you need to just shut up and sit down. Doubt say don't dare wave your hand, because everybody know what you used to be, but they don't know where God brought you from. Doubt say you've been a sinner all your life, but faith say Jesus died for my sin on Calvary cross. He nailed it to the cross, so I got a right to pray God. Doubt say you've been through too many. You've been to too many doctors. Don't go nowhere. You had your only family doctor that told you this, and you ain't gonna get no better. Doubt say you must be leave it alone. But faith say you better go somewhere else. Faith say that's not the only doctor God made. Faith say God made some other doctor. You might have to travel somewhere else. You may have to travel a little bit further. But with some other problem, we don't want to go nowhere. We take what one man and one woman say. But faith say, I give you faith, go somewhere else, because it's not over with until God say it's over. Doubt will make you sit there and cry all night long. With faith, he tell you, see, weeping do for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I almost got happy all by myself. Doubt and make you feel bad about yourself. Doubt and make you have a pity party for yourself. Doubt and have you sing that old song, nobody knows the trouble I go through. But faith, we say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Be careful how you doubt the word of God. Be careful how you doubt the word of God. There's no power. Doubt will steal your blessing, huh? Huh? Look what he said, my brothers. Jesus said, when you have faith, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. Y'all missed that. Jesus said, when you have faith, you can say to your mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Whatever mountain you're going through, whatever mountain in your life, you can speak to it. The Bible never say climb the mountain. We got to be careful with all these songs we sing. Lord, give me strength to climb the mountain. The Lord never told you climb it. He said, speak to your mountain, and it shall be moved. That's Bible. Y'all don't like that kind of teaching, huh? I'm going to ask y'all a question. Am I in the book? I might be too tired, too burdened down, too depressed to climb the mountain. And all I got to do is just speak to it. But for you to speak to it, you have to have faith in God and got to believe that all things work together for the good, huh? Faith is like a power switch. You got to learn to turn it on. You got to speak to your problem. Got to speak to it. Jesus told them, let's go back. Well, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. Shall be done. How can it be done, Pastor Jones? You got to get into the word. You got to study the word. You got to eat the word. You got to digest the word. You hear what I'm saying? You got to be into the word, not part-time, but all the time. Got to eat it for breakfast, eat it for lunch, eat it for supper. Got to eat in between. It shouldn't be your snack. You got to get into the word, huh? When you get into the word will fight for you. You ain't got to worry about fighting for you, my brother and sister. Well, let's see some word. Let's see some word. He say, whatsoever your mountain shall be removed. You got to speak to him. What can I speak? Well, Philippians 4:13 say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. You got to get into that word. Romans 8:31 say, if God be for us, who can be against us? You got to get into that word. You got to, if you want your mountain to move, you got to put some word on that mountain, huh? You got to put some word on that mountain. 1 John 4:4 say, great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I got something that's in the world. I got something that's better in me that's in the world. Huh? Then Isaiah 54:17 say, no weapon. Formed against me shall prosper. You got to learn how to talk back to that devil. Talk back to your problem. Talk back to the situation. Talk back to the dilemma. Talk back to what you're going through. Talk back to that devil. Don't dare let the devil talk back to you. You got to put some word on the devil. Tell the devil, you have no power in here. Get out of here, devil. I'm taking back what belongs to me. I'm taking back my home. I'm taking back my family. I'm taking back my faith. I'm taking back my destiny. Speak back to the devil. Your mountain shall be removed.
You got to learn how to talk back to them. In Jeremiah 32 and 27 say, is there anything too hard for me? Huh? Is there anything too hard for me? No, ain't nothing too hard for God. Ask Jeremiah, is that anything? I'm going to ask you a question. Is that anything too hard for God? So why we act like everything hard to God, huh? Ain't nothing too hard for God. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're dealing with right now. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. All you got to do is just learn to activate it. Faith is like a power switch. You got to learn to turn it on. Turn the switch on. Turn it on. Let your light so shine. Jesus said, it shall thou be removed, and thou shall be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Cast into the sea, where never rise again. But not only that. Verse 22 say, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, yes, shall we see. You got to believe. You can act, but you got to believe that it's going to work. You got to believe that you have faith in God. Don't just pray. Don't just talk that. But you got to believe. Say, I'm going to stand on the promise of God. I don't care how long I got to wait. I don't care what I'm going through. I'm going to keep believing. If it don't happen today, I'm going to trust God tomorrow. If it don't happen tomorrow, I'm going to trust him next week. If it don't happen next week, I'm going to trust him next year. If it don't happen next year, if I got to go in overtime, over mode, I'm going to keep on trusting him. I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to stop trusting him. I'm going to believe. You got to believe. I don't care how crazy it look. I don't care how discouraged it look. I don't care how silly it look. That's why you can't tell everybody what you're going through. You got to believe and trust God. Bring it to Jesus. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, yes, shall we see. Whatever you ask in prayer, what you've been asking for in prayer, you got to believe. But what's our problem? If God don't answer today, we want to stop. We don't believe. We doubt. And don't let nobody come to you and say, oh, well, you know, mama died from that. My grandma died from that. My daddy died from that. So, you know, that's all in the register. You know, the devil is a lie, huh? That's in our generation. The devil is a lie. You got to learn how to curse that generation. Generation curse, because I'm a firm believer that I don't care what Pamela went through. We ain't got to go through it. I'm going to believe this morning that whatever you're going through, whatever I'm going through, I got faith in God. Even if I got a limp, even if I don't care. I don't care if you got cancer. You ought to speak like I don't have it. You ought to say, I had cancer. I don't care what the doctor said. You might be taking radiation. You ought to speak it and say, I had it. I don't care. The devil said, no, you still got no devil. I don't have it because I got faith in God. But then I found out you may have to wait on the Lord. That's another thing. Sometimes God tests our patience. We want things right then and there. But sometimes God tests us. You got to wait on God. Sometimes he lets you spend all you have. He lets you go for him. You remember the woman in your blood? Huh? For 12 long years? 12 long years she bled, 12 young years. She went to every doctor who couldn't do her no good. But one day when she met Jesus, one day when she went to Jesus, she met Jesus. One day she said, I don't need to touch him. All I need to touch the him that's on him. If I touch the him that's on him, I know I have a connection that my light switch will go on. And she touched the him that was on him, and her body, her blood started to stop flowing, and she was healed immediately. Sometimes God will let you go a little while, but you got to trust God and have faith and know that God gonna take you through. I don't care what you're going through. He said you have faith, but he said you must believe. Must believe, huh? But don't give up. Faith is like a lock switch. You got to turn it on. You got to keep on and keep it on, huh? Keep the faith. There is nothing too big or too small that the Lord cannot work out in your life. There's no mountain that you cannot move in your mountain by the word of God. You got to know the word of God. And if you know the word of God, you got to speak.